You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're on. Is Ronaldo's mic on? All right, great. We're here with Miami Senior High School freshman?
Freshman.
Unbelievable. Ronaldo Cardenas with Davalyn Suarez, his debate coach, and with the head of the Miami-Dade, well, you're going to tell me what it stands for, MDUL, what does it stand for?
Miami-Dade Urban Debate League.
Thank you. And we're with Nalissa Sati also. Did I get that right?
Yes, you
did. Wow, I'm batting 250 here today. All right, she's the program coordinator. Lean in, tell us what I'm talking about here.
So we have launched the Miami-Dade Urban Debate League as of October of last year. And I want to first thank Clifford Shulman, who is
partner at
Weiserota Helfman Bierman, who he's the chair of our entire board, and he's been instrumental in leading efforts and contacting every law firm in our state.
He's why you're here today, okay?
Exactly.
Okay.
So thank you to Clifford.
Who else do we want to thank?
The National Association for Urban Debate Leagues and the City Foundation, who launched the league here to begin with. We have a tremendous amount. We have an agreement, a memorandum of understanding with the school board. So we have 10 high schools and 5 middle schools in our program. And all the partner colleges are a main portion of this program. So we have partners with FIU, Miami-Dade College, and University of Miami. And there's a board member representing each school on our board of directors. And they are committed to hosting tournaments at their schools on the monthly level and also recruiting students to go to their colleges and pursue colleges. And then future in their careers. So the program provides access to the schools chosen through the school board, and we give a voice to students like Ronaldo to participate and compete on a monthly basis at our tournaments.
Are you done with the business part?
I am.
All right, great. Ronaldo, you're the star of the show. We're going to talk now, bro. So why'd you get involved with this?
I've always liked...
No more umming.
I've always liked engaging discussions, and I'm really good at debating. Like, just naturally, like, arguing. So
your mom must love that.
Not really. So I thought it would be a great academic experience. It's like I'm an academic athlete in a sense.
That's what you are for sure.
So it's good for school because I'm on track with my classes. I'm paying more attention in classes. I'm engaging students. I'm engaging the school. I'm here after school almost every day. I'm helping students out with like whatever they need on the team. So that's why I like to get involved.
What's fun about this?
On Saturdays, you're with your group of friends from your school debating against teams from other schools, and I'm really competitive, so I don't like to lose.
Really?
And it's just a great competing environment.
Is this not great energy, AC? Are you feeling it back there in the studio?
I feel the vibe.
All right, that's what I wanted to hear. I wanted to hear that. Now. Tell me, if I'm a young student and I want to get involved with the debate thing that you're involved with, what's it called again?
Miami-Dade Urban Debate League.
Okay, if I want to do that, and this is all over the state. It's not just here in Miami, right?
It's all over the nation. There are 24 other leagues, and until recently, Miami-Dade County was the largest school district in the nation without an urban debate league.
Well, gosh darn it, glad we found you guys. It's about time. Now, you know, I was on the debate team at North Miami Beach, which is one of your participating schools.
Yes, yes.
And I was in extemp. That's when you can talk a lot about nothing. Could you tell?
Yes, I think I could tell.
I hope this ain't where you're heading, but maybe it is. So, now, you've gotten involved, you love Saturdays, you're with your friends, you do the debate. How do your parents feel about this?
My mom loves it because of the scholarship opportunities that will later be involved between FIU, UM, MDC, and...
Maybe even Florida. Go Gators, dude!
All about the U.
All right, we'll talk about... We're already having debating in here. All right.
Not only that, she's like, it's something productive. It's like, I'm not staying home all day on a Saturday being lazy. And she like, she just loves that I'm being really involved in school this year and not getting like lost in the crowd in high school.
You know what I learned about you already?
What?
You're a quick learner. You know how many ums you've said since you said the first two? Zero. You're getting an A+ in radio, dude. Now, why is Ronaldo here?
He has been with our program from the very beginning. He's attended all of our workshops that we held at UM in October and has placed at every tournament in either a speaker award capacity or as a team since being part of this program. So I've seen his progression and growth throughout this, and it's just, I want to be able to give him, it's wonderful to so that he has a voice and he's able to share with other students.
All right, we have a special guest star that called in who I know has a voice for radio. Hey, are you out there, Cliff?
Hey, Jim Freed, how are you?
I'm doing great, but the one that's doing really good here, it's Ronaldo, man. Thank you for sending me a superstar.
Well, Jim, it's a great pleasure, and even though you debated at a second-rate school, I was at Miami Beach Senior High School. You were at North Miami Beach, but, you know, you've come a long way, Jim. I'm very pleased and proud of you.
Thank you so much, Cliff. It means a lot coming from a true professional like you, and they see me gagging, retching, and winking while I'm saying that. But, you know, Cliff, you're not really the star, but you do know how to do an interview. Why don't you ask Ronaldo a question?
Ronaldo, let me ask you one question.
What's
your future like? What do you see yourself doing in 5 years?
Oh, I love him.
Hopefully, I'll be in college.
You will definitely be in college, Ronaldo.
Yes, yes.
What do you want to be when you grow up?
At this moment, an attorney. So,
We need another one of those.
Right, another hungry mouth to feed. Thank you, Ronaldo. Jim, I really want to thank you for allowing us to spotlight the program. You and I debated, and Elisa debated. It made my career what it is today, my debate at Miami Beach Senior High School. And the entire goal of this program is to give the kids that need it the most chance. And that's what we're trying to do. Our last tournament, we had over 100 kids from all over Miami-Dade County. They eat voraciously. They go through pizza.
We'll like call Publix. We got to call Publix to get them to be a sponsor.
Absolutely.
Oh, no.
And
I know who to call.
Anyone who wants to sponsor this program, that's what we need. We need support from the community. Alberto Gavallo has been fantastic with the school board. FIU, Miami-Dade College, University of Miami. We need everyone's support of this program.
I'm just sitting here blowing kisses at Ronaldo because he's just such an absolute superstar. He makes me feel good about the future, even though the people I watch on TV try to make the future look bleak. When I look at a Ronaldo, I know that the future of America is in pretty darn good hands.
Absolutely.
Cliff, thank you so much for arranging for them to be on the show. I know you wanted to call in and participate. We've only got like 2 or 3 minutes left, and I got to tell you, I want to talk to Ronaldo, not you.
Oh.
Is that all right?
Absolutely.
You're the best, Cliff. Thank you so much, and I hope that we can make this an annual event. I want to have Ronaldo come back next year and be the veteran to show the next young person how to really do it right. Cliff, I want to thank you for what you're doing for the community, for people that really need us. For the things that make Miami great, I'm thanking you here publicly, Cliff Shulman. Thank you so much for making life better for all these young people.
Jim, thank you for caring.
It's my pleasure. And I know that you wanted to say one thing.
Yes, our next debate tournament is April 30th at FIU South Campus, so it's called the FIU Panther Challenge. And so if you want to serve as a volunteer judge, we have tons of law firm and corporate professionals come out and actually serve as a judge. Please contact us or email us or check out our Facebook page at facebook.com/Miami Urban Debate.
I want you to email this to every single person. We're going to give you the clip of this. I want you to email it to every single person on your ask list. Every single person on that list, when they get to this point, you pick up the phone and you call and you get involved with these beautiful people doing beautiful things. Last words, Ronaldo. Give me some shout-outs, Ronaldo.
I would like to shout out my mom and dad, my debate coach, Ms. Suarez, Nalissa, Miami Urban Debate League. I would like to shout out FIU, UM, MDC, all the judges that come out on Saturdays.
How about your buddies? Who's your buddies?
I would like to shout out my debate partner, Eric, my best friend, Cielo, on the debate team, all my debate members, all of my debate officers, Ghost Things.
Did I tell you yet that we absolutely all love you? Every single person in this community, when they get a chance to meet you, they're going to fall in love with you and with the program. I want to thank Cliff for bringing this all together. Annual event, Cliff, it's on you. Make sure that I follow up and these students are on every year. You, Cliff, and you, Ronaldo, are local heroes.